Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
These are the four that we know about, and there's so many lapses in time, if you will, from the victims that they do know of. Yeah. But there's so much to look at with the other properties. He went to Vegas quite a bit. They, you know, there's a, was it South Carolina as well? There was another place where he had hunting property, and they confiscated one of the vehicles there as well. I think like him and the brother own it. It's been a while since I remember that data point being brought up. But again, I mean, it was like a rural area from what I remember. And I'm like, well, there's probably a good chance maybe there. Yeah, I mean, the odds of him just doing this for a little while and then take a break. I had my appetite fulfilled and then coming back. I know it happens, but not all that super common.
Yeah, and it does happen. And his extreme depravity that we've seen in his Google searches and his love of abhorrent porn
might
be part of that. The other thing, too, that they didn't emphasize too much yet, but I'm curious. So he did the searches for this really deviant behavior porn, including child porn.
Yeah.
And so if they actually were able to recover any of that, well, that's going to be an additional gotcha charge on top of everything else as well. So there could be more to come on that. So
well, yeah, I believe there was quite a bit that was recovered on the computers that he took from the house and the kind of dungeon basement that,
Which will go really good for, again, for prosecution. Yeah. If you're trying to go that behavior arc.
Yeah.
So if they have proof because it was in his possession of child porn, and then you're trying to make that leap and just continuity of all this bad behavior, I think it'll really go well for the prosecution.
Let me ask you this, and because we heard again on this one from Asa Elrup, his wife, I was out of town. Okay, you're out of town every time he's doing these things. Maybe you are. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know that there was some bank records, I believe, that were produced to show that. But at the same point, I'm also wondering, you're out of town. Do you not know your husband's doing things? I'm not saying murder, but I'm just wondering how all convenient it's been every single time one of these charges has been brought up. I was out of town that day. I was out of town then. Cool. What did you have knowledge of, though? Because, I don't know, it just seems like being out of town seems like a very easy one to say aloud without a whole lot of backing to it. And I'm curious why there isn't more. You're out of town, but where were you? What were you doing out of town? Why were you out of town? I do wonder, not so much that she knew about him murdering people, but about his deviant behavior with other women, if that was just kind of part of their arrangement, and she goes out of town and he does that, and that's, you know, what she knew. If she did know about that, just the deviancy, not the murder stuff, but thus far has said, I didn't know anything about this, does that put her in any sort of bind? Would that be lying to, I mean, although we don't know how much she said to anybody, because we also hear from her attorney that she hasn't been questioned. But that also doesn't line up great with some of the other statements that we've heard from her with reasoning as to where she's at. It's another big kind of question as to what sort of culpability she might have with what type of knowledge she had of her husband.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So we have a lot of questions on the air about why she hasn't been questioned more. But getting back to your initial main point of her knowledge of what she knew, didn't know, I think she was really desensitized towards his behavior from such a long time with him. And the more we're exposed to something, the more comfort we have with that behavior. Remember, the family, the attorney for the families of the victims had come out not a couple months ago, was it? And actually made a lot of claims against Asa being involved with, you know, all the sex, you know, sex swapping, partner swapping, all the kind of deviant behavior many decades ago.
Yeah.
And so if you have that, even true or not true, there's I think it just goes to, again, her behavior arc of being desensitized towards his abhorrent deviant behavior. Mm-hmm. So it just became a natural part of her life that, again, conjecture here, maybe she added, I know he's going to do these horrendous things. And so we have our part of our arrangement is I'm going to leave town when he informs me, hey, I'm going to have a guy's weekend of doing stupid.
Yeah.
So maybe that's just part of it. So she kind of inoculized herself against it, maybe.
Yeah, it does make you wonder, and especially if someone goes into a relationship and the bar is already really low walking in and knowing that maybe she didn't know that he's into this stuff, because that would put them back closer towards the front of their relationship in terms of the timeline. And if she walked into that thing knowing this is what he's into, add another, 15 years on top of that or more. I think, it was late 90s, early 2000s. So we're talking 20 some years on that. If your bar's that low and you get desensitized, that bar just gets even lower. Maybe even to the point where, even if you, a healthy person may start suspecting their spouse of being the Long Island serial killer. But if it's already so low and you know he's just such a deviant human being, maybe it doesn't even cross your mind at some point.
Key word you said right there, a healthy person. We don't know how healthy after a period of time in that kind of environment you'll remain.
Exactly.
When you're surrounded by crazy, how long does it take you to go crazy?
That's a very good point.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.